Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova, the Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, which I always do, I thank everybody for supporting me, rocking with me. I get your comments. I get everything. I appreciate you so much for that. Whether they're negative or good, I appreciate it. This podcast, it's taken me a long time to do this podcast. Now, I know a lot of y'all saying, Cass, we always felt you was bashing black women, or you was, you know, not holding men accountable, which is so funny to me because I wrote a whole book about men being accountable for black women and our choices we make. I've done several podcasts on it when covering certain mental health issues. Even with that saying, we still have to be responsible for our mental health. I have shielded black women. I've held them accountable, but I've shielded them offering things saying that black men need to step up more and be their protector and help lead. I've said a lot of these things, but nobody hears that. Nobody cares about that. They just hear a few things or a few sound bites or whatnot. It's like, oh, Casanova's bashing black women, you know. And I've always known that this subject has been Achilles heel to black women, because unfortunately, black men, we're never allowed to talk about our problems, our issues, our mental health in a safe environment. So I'm used to the backlash and the controversy and stuff like that. I'm used to that. But I've come to a sad conclusion that black women are an issue. And let me say something real quick. I'm married to a black woman. My mother's black. My daughter's black. My business partners are black. My partners, as far as friendships and relationships and stuff like that, black women. So I love black women. Across the board. So my preference is black women because I'm married to a black woman. But at the end of the day, black women are the problem. And let me explain. When I look at certain situations and I look at black women, their reaction to it, they sit out here and get mad at the world for problems they caused. You know, now, most of these young YNs out here are part of a single mother household or are very dominant black woman. Now, I know a lot of you are going to say, well, if the fathers were in the home, then, you know, at the end of the day, the kids would be raised better. So it's the father's fault. But we never go and say, who picked these men? If I go to a grocery store and I'm picking all the fruit and I buy a fruit, because you know what, outside looks good, right? But then I go home and I open it up and it's rotting, right? After I investigate, because before you eat anything, right? You look at it, right? You open it up, right? And it's rotten. Now, do I get mad at the grocery store and go ahead and still eat the rotten fruit? Or do I return it? Do I say, no, this is rotten. I'm going to get my money back. I'm not going to eat it. But it seems like women will go into the store and pick the rotten fruit because it doesn't look right. Then bite into it and keep eating it. Then complain when they're sick. You know? And the problem, and then also too, and that's even giving women the benefit of the doubt that on the surface look good. Because half of these baby mamas, half of these guys that these women are going for ain't no good. You know, have you ever met a baby mother that spoke very positive about their baby daddy? he didn't cause any trauma. He wasn't evil. Even supposedly Quark of the Good Ones. He did something to break up their relationship. He was this. He was that. They never take accountability for what they did. I know people like that. People in relationships that are you know, that have, you know, a child result, or even marriage. And, you know, at first you're like, man, that's fucked up. That guy did you wrong. He hurt you, whatever. But then when you start diving deep into these people, these ladies, and learning more, you find out that they were probably the problems. They were probably the problem. But they'll never say that because we live in a very victimization society where it pays off to be a victim. Every black woman is a victim of a black man that did them wrong. Even though you could see from a mile away that the guy they picked wasn't shit. That the guy they picked was not even, they picked either a bum dude that had no type of future, or they picked the guy that maybe he got money, but he trying to be faithful. Now, this is in no way negating the responsibilities of the men. But a woman has the right to choose. Remember, her body, her choice. She has the right to do what she wants with her body and all that. But why she's choosing to give her body to these bad guys? She's choosing that and then crying about her choice. Now, are there men out there that got great game and commendably? Yes. But the majority aren't like that. The majority of the guys are just trying to get what they want to get, have a good time, whatnot. But women will sit here and cry about the choices they made and then say it's all for. You know, I love the quotes, he got me pregnant. How did he get you pregnant? Like, you wasn't a willing participant? You wasn't there too? See, women control access to sex 100%. I can't say, I can't impregnate a woman or have sex with her unless she opens her leg for me. Now, you could say rape, if he forces it, that's rape. That's a whole nother situation. But the majority of the time, a woman controls sex. She has to open her legs for me to have sex with her. Right? She has to know that I don't have a condom on. Right? And even if you say pull out, because, you know, I was younger, I have to, he'll pull out. But if I don't do it in time, it's my fault. Even though we all know that pre-com and all that stuff happens. But it's still my fault. Because I chose to allow you to let me have sex with you unprotected. So it's my fault. I ejaculated in you. It's my fault. You know what I'm saying? They're even saying, I think in England, that if a woman tells you not to come at her and you do, it's criminal. Like, are you serious? Like, how can I not help but to come sometimes? That's actually a non-controllable process of sex. Like, I could hold back and all that, but if my timing's off, you know? That's like telling a woman, if you have an orgasm during sex, you took advantage of her. Like, that's ridiculous. See, women are putting so many things out there to cover their bad choices. Like, literally, all these baby mamas are having sex with the worst guys, but it's the guy's fault. Women like bad boys. They like all that bullshit, but then they don't like the consequences of that. And then when I see good men that are trying to be in their kids' lives, that are trying to do right, the women will dog them out. But on the same time, the dog nigga, they ain't pressuring him about no child support. They're not pressuring him about anything. See, because women, see, it's not about money. Because if it was about money, every woman would be having babies by niggas with money. But it's not about money. See, the biggest lie that was ever told to men was that you have to have money to get a girl. That's not the case. That is definitely not the case. Because if that was the case, then there'll be no babies out here. The black community would be babyless. because only a few niggas really got some dough. You know what I'm saying? It's the, see, the thing is, women like masculine presenting man, a man. To them, a bad boy in a club chilling, a bad boy out in these streets, a man on his square, on his business, a mask. That's what women like. Masculine. That's what it comes down to. Because it ain't about money. Statistically, it ain't about money. Because every baby mama ain't with a guy that got money. So when people sit there and tell you money, that's a lie. When women sit there, and I see all these shows where women are sitting there on the panels talking about, oh, he got to have money, he got to have money. But then their baby daddy broke. And don't get me wrong. Some women say, oh, well, I learned that after my mistake because I went for love. Well, if you went for love, then that means that money isn't the most important thing. Because if you look on social media, you look on everything, women been screaming that for years. Oh, he got to have money. He got to have money. Now, guys with money have more access to women. Because they are in situations where it benefits the woman. But at the end of the day, a woman doesn't look for a man with money. Because if she did, then we would not have this baby mama epidemic we do right now. All these niggas is broke. Like literally. Now, yeah, you got a couple baby mamas that done, they were smart. They got with a dude that got money. They getting that child support, all that stuff. But majority of them were either married or in a long-term relationship with a guy or something like that. But the majority of these women that got babies, they got broke dudes. You know what I'm saying? But these same women that are high-end, they leave with their degree. They leave with what they got. I got a degree. I'm accomplished, all this stuff. Their baby daddies are always some brokey dudes. He was the problem. Because if you're looking for a man that's on your level, then you would be with your baby daddy because you already have a kid. But no, you're not with him because he's not on your level because he was a bum when you met him. You know what women are attracted to? Masculinity and a big dick. But then when they get that, they don't want it. Because see, when you get that, you got to submit. And see, society, women want to submit, but society tells them not to submit. So that's why they mess up their relationships. Yeah, you're going to say, Cash, you get on with me or bash women. But you know what? It's for men's mental health. It's our mental health because at the end of the day, a woman needs to bring a man peace. A woman needs to allow a man to be a man, get out there, do what he got to do to take care of his family, take care of her, whatever it is. But we live in a society that's so backwards that makes no sense. We live in a society that, yeah, I'm going to go on the other side. That it's okay if I have four baby mamas. Society is not going to penalize me in any way. If I say I have four, five, six kids by six different women, society will not penalize me anyway. I would go on. I can go on there and say I got six kids. And to be honest, nobody's going to really get mad at me if I don't take care of them. Nobody's going to even bat an eye. They may call me deadbeat, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Right? I could go out there as a masculine man and say, hey, I like another guy. I like to take up the butt. And you know what? Everybody would support me. Black women say, yo, you're so brave to come out. I support you. Do your thing. Nothing that in our culture is positive, is masculine for black men anymore. It's not masculine. But if I say, I got this woman that I've been with for 23 years and we're happy. People are like, oh, damn, that's a long time. And you know why? Because I live it. I've been with my wife for 23 years, married 20. And when I say that, people look at me like, man, that's a long time. Wow. See, back in the days, you used to be celebrated the longevity. Now it's like, wow, that's a long time. Wow. You happy? All these questions. Or let's go on another side. If I sit there and I say, yo, I got two, three women that are my baby mother that we're going to be together in a polygamous relationship. Oh, you stupid. Those women are dumb. Oh, my God. Are you trying to be a pimp? Oh, no, no. Wait. But I can have the same three, four baby mamas. And nobody say nothing. But I bring it together. That's a problem. That's an issue. We could promote promiscuity. We could promote women out there having multiple men having sex because they're quote unquote dating. Do your thing, girl. Empowerment. That's okay. But as soon as she say, I'm going to be in this situation where, you know, we take care of our kids together. We got a good man take care of us. We all working together. Bill, oh my God, they stupid. Like, it doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense in our society. And black women subscribe to that 100%. They run around talking fake statistics, right? Oh, black women are the most educated in the country. Lie. Asian women are. Oh, black women are outpacing and working more than black men now. Lie. Black men work more than black women. Oh, black men aren't marrying black women anymore. More black men marry more black women than black women marry black men. Oh, black men are not being married. More black men are married. More black men are married than black women. So at the end of the day, every statistic that a woman runs around trying to claim her independence and how strong she is are all wrong. And they run on that. I see countless shows where women are just saying these baseless statistics that don't even exist to further their narrative that is a lie. Like Carmelo Anthony, all these women running around arguing and stuff like that. Are there men out there ignorant? Yeah. But you have a lot of black women out here ignorant, running around, talking all these lies that, oh, the boy got jumped, self-defense, blah, 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 blah. All this crap. That's complete lies. It's proven. It's in the evidence. It's in the documents. But nobody's gonna look at that. Nobody's going to in any way, you know what I'm saying, look at facts. Because we live in a factless society. I mean, that's a word, factless. We live in a society that facts don't matter anymore. It's whatever you feel. Like, I look at these shows and these women talking all day long. And it'd be beautiful women, but all beautiful single women. They all have kids, single women, complaining about the men they chose. Completely complaining about the men they chose. Because these same women ain't going to go to where good men are. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to go to Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart. That's not the type of man you want. You know? Of course, you don't want that regular guy. Because he doesn't make enough money. He's an average guy. You don't want to go to a library. You don't want to go to places where single men are. You know, real good. No, you want to go to the club or to the yacht in Miami or to this high-end thing. And that's the type of man you want to find. But at the end of the day, those men don't want you. Because with all your education, all your knowledge, all everything, you still single. They still single. Why is that? And black men are not out there marrying outside their race more. No. 90% of black men marry black women. So it's not like we're like anti. It's not like, oh, 60% of black men. Oh, no. 90% of black men that are married to black women. So we're still attracted to, we prefer black women. Just because you put celebrities out there that marry right women, they, you know what I'm saying, as, oh, see, these black men are marrying right women. No, at the end of the day, those are celebrities that are on another level of life. Just like you say there's nobody on your level, they probably feel like there's nobody on their level. Because, see, for them, when a person has money, they look for a woman that's soft, a woman that is, adjustable to his life, and you know what I'm saying, things like that. Most black women aren't. They're going to come with that attitude. They're going to come with them problems. And like I said, I'm not saying all black women are evil. I'm not saying there are no good black women out there. I'm not saying that. But what's put out there by the collective, that's the problem. Your black women are toxic. You're raising these hood guys, these kids out here. You're not the ones holding these kids accountable for what they do. Like the kid that got shot by the Asian guy. Tragedy. Nobody was there. He felt like the guy stopped to pull out a gun. And you know what? Common sense tells me that would happen. If you out there, you're in the store and you run out the store and you start running, these guys are chasing you. Wouldn't it make sense to pull out the blink blink you got in your bag to tell them to stop, even if you're not trying to shoot them, to tell them to stop, right? Let's just say that, right? I'm running out the store. I ain't do shit. These niggas still chasing me. So I pull out that blink blink. for y'all to leave me alone. Now, in that scenario, I get it. If he was a grown man that had a legal gun license, not a 14-year-old kid. Like, at the end of the day, nobody's questioning the parents. Why is it the mother saying, talking about why my son had a gun on him? We didn't raise our son like that. I don't know why he had a gun. I'm sorry. Because I guarantee if he didn't have that, I know people want to speculate, but I could speculate that if he didn't have that gun on him, he wouldn't have got shot. Maybe he got held or whatnot. I don't know. But I don't think he would have got shot. Now, it could be just a great coincidence that this Chinese man lied and said, yo, this guy has a gun. Or lied and said, oh, he shot first. And then said, oh, thank God he had a gun. Now that's my excuse. I mean, shit, it could happen. Stranger things that happen in the world. Stranger coincidences. But I doubt it. It's not likely. Just like it's not likely that at the end of the day, somebody brings a knife. What they try is a multi-tool because it was a damn knife. I looked at that. You look at that as a goddamn knife. That thing is like a 3-inch blade. That ain't no little, that's not like a box cutter. It's a goddamn knife. I brought a knife to attract me and stab somebody in the heart after warning them, yo, touch me, find out what happens. That means if you touch me, I'm going to stab you. And you aim for the heart. You don't aim for the leg. You don't whip it out to say, yo, I got my knife. Leave me alone. You in your bag, hold it and say, you do something, I'm going to do something to you. And you did it. Premeditated murder. But now one of those mothers are sitting there saying, I'm sorry. I don't know why my son had that weapon on him. No. It's the victim mentality. Oh, these poor kids are getting shot and killed. Oh, my God. But they got weapons to go shoot and kill themselves. They just got murdered first. They just, you know what I'm saying? One got murdered first and the other, now he's in jail. Like when you carry a gun, you carry a knife. You got to be ready to use that. And you use it with the intent of that's you could kill somebody. Like, you don't get a gun. Like, you intend to shoot somebody. If I shoot somebody, then there's a likelihood I can kill them. If I stab somebody, there's a likelihood I can kill them. This is a deadly weapon that could be used to kill. And no matter what the reason for having it, to protect yourself or whatnot, but you're using it to kill. You know that's a possibility of using, of having this weapon that I may have to use it. And it could result in somebody dying. With somebody stabbing and somebody shooting, they're shooting at vital areas, right? You have to really make a conscious effort to shoot somebody in the leg. Because naturally, when you put up a gun, you shoot in chest head area. Like, you gotta say, okay, now I'm gonna shoot him in the arm. I'm gonna shoot him, like naturally, boom. If I'm stabbing, I'm stabbing in the stomach. I'm stabbing in places that's going to be, could be vital. I'm not stabbing in the leg, on the arm. I'm stabbing in vital areas that you can die. That's what these weapons do, to kill. If you have that, you're ready to kill somebody. And it could be, like I said, it could be self-defense. So at the end, I'm not saying that, but still, that's the conscious efforts when you have it. Yo, I'm a murker nigga. You come mess with me, I'm going to blast him. I have this knife. I'm going to stab him. So at the end of the day, when we sit here and we talk about these black mothers, they never want to hold their kids accountable for what they're doing. I never once in none of these cases heard these mothers. Now, you could say, what about the fathers, Cass? I can. But see, somebody said something the other day that was very fascinating to me. They said, when you look at these cases of these young black men that are in crime or in issues, right? It's always the mother talking that's so vocal. The mother's so vocal. Now, I'm not saying, I'm just saying a lot of them, the mothers are so vocal about what's going on with their kids, and they never hold their kid accountable. Oh, my son, he's innocent. Oh, my son, but they never say why this son had a weapon or not. But when you look at white families and other families, it's the father that's speaking mostly. The mothers really don't speak. See, now black women say, oh, because, you know, those cultures where those women and those ravages, they're not allowed to say what they have to say. They're independent. They can't, you know, speak their mind. But no, it's because at the end of the day, mothers say dumb shit. Mothers don't hold their kids accountable. Mothers are there to coddle their sons and, oh my God. But fathers are going to say the truth. Fathers are going to be clear. Fathers are the leaders. But in the black community, the mother, the black mothers are so loud. They want to be in front of the camera. They want to be talking. They want to have be the victims. Now, I'm not saying fathers don't do that as well. I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong. But overall, there's always the black mothers out there talking about my baby, why he got shot. Oh, my baby got shot by these gangs, even though your son was in a gang. Oh, my son got shot, you know what I'm saying, even though he had a gun on him. Oh, my son, he's not getting a fair trial, even though he stabbed somebody, killed somebody. It's like the accountability is ridiculously not there when it comes to black women. Like, at the end of the day, black women do anything and everything they want, but still cry struggle, still cry being victim. And I'm tired of it. Like, I'm completely tired of it. Now, you may say, Cash, you married to a black woman. How can you say this? Well, I'm going to be honest. I have a good black woman, and good black women are out there. So I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying that all black women are like this. I'm saying the black women that are out there representing the culture and is pushed by media, and even pushed by our culture, are the ones that are doing this. Because at the end of the day, that's what we see. And you got the young women, that's all they see is these type of women. But there are a lot of good black women out there. Please do not in any way make, I'm saying that all women are like that. No, just like all men are not bad dads or men. I mean, I understand that. But what's put out there in the media and the overall cultural ideals is very strong now, and kids are being raised with these mentalities. Unfortunately, older women are wanting their youth back. They're no grandmas anymore like they used to be. You know what I'm saying? These the same this back in the days, a grandma 50s and 60s will be home with her grandkids. You know, work or whatever she's doing, you know, but now that same grandma is in the club after she got her BBL done in Miami. She got a little facelift and she up there swinging it, trying to get the young bucks. See, the whole culture of black people have changed. And black women have fed into the propaganda that their beauty and their strength is reliant not on a man and building a family, but on all these other things. Their degree, what they dress, what they drive, their hair, all this other stuff is what a woman is married to now. A woman's self-wealth is not independence, because if you're really independent, you're not, you're meaning that you don't need anything else but yourself. But a woman, black woman, needs her hair, her eyes done, her nails done, her BBL, her body, her car, her degree. Everything a woman's self-worth is on is dependent on something else. They even make black women believe in general, oh, we don't need men, when your whole life is built by men. I mean, that's a lot of women in general, but I'm just talking about black women. Oh, I don't need a man, but you drive a car that's created by a man. The infrastructure you live in was constructed by a man. See, the biggest mistake is that people say a woman turns a house into a home. She does. But who builds the goddamn house? See, that's what people don't understand. Like, yeah, how could you even have the opportunity to turn into a home if a man didn't build that house? See, a woman doesn't build the house. She nourishes it. Like, a woman doesn't build life. A woman doesn't create life. She houses it. Because an egg is not alive. Sperm is alive. Sperm is the life. The sperm has to wiggle. It is a form of life. To get to that egg, and a woman houses that life and grows it. But a woman does not bring life. A woman does not create life. Men create life. Women just house it. Women make life better. Women grow life, but they do not create it. See, that's the thing people don't understand. Oh, a woman is a creator of life. No, a woman is houses life. She incubates it and allows it to grow in her. But she doesn't create life. See, then that's the problem we have, is that we don't understand, like, really, women don't do nothing. They're support. They support, which is important. I'm not saying that, you know, and I'm not saying that there's not women scientists. They're not women that have contributed to. No, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm not. But as far as the infrastructure of our lives, of our society, is on men. Who builds the skyscrapers? Who does the sewer system? Who does the plumbing, the electricity? Who does all of that? Men. And see, the thing is, men are okay taking on those roles. But at the end of the day, women don't like their roles. They want to be more, and they want everything. But even if they can't do it, they still want to claim it. Oh, we don't need men today. But who's going to keep the infrastructure up? There was I don't know what the show's called. I'm not quite sure what the show's called, but it was, I guess, a test where they had one of those survival shows where they had a group of men and a group of women that were supposed to survive on an island, right? And they, you know, because women saying we could do it just like men, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we got regular women and regular men. It wasn't anybody that was like a survival expert or anybody. So it wasn't like, you know, the playing ground was like, wasn't even where you got a whole bunch of survival men and a whole bunch of housewives. No, no. Both of them were regular people, everyday people, whatever, with minimum skills, regular people skills, right? Group of men, group of women, right? So they dispatched them to an island. And what happened was pretty much what we know was going to happen, right? Even though women claim that they could rule the world and all that. So, but the women almost starved to death on that island. They were not eating. They were hydrated. They had to come, the crew had to come save them. They walked around in circles. They didn't get any food. They didn't drink. They did nothing. They were crying. They were complaining. It was horrible. The men, you know what happened? They bonded. The men were bonding. They were having the best time of their lives. They hunted. They got fish. They got a gator. They ate. They made fire. They were thriving. These guys weren't very, they weren't skillful men. They weren't men that were skillful out there in the jungle. Now, they were men, regular guys that had no skills. But you know what? They came together, caught fish, killed an alligator, made fire, cooked it. They were celebrating their wins. They were having the best time of their life surviving. Women, those women were crying. They actually circled back. They did one circle around. They didn't even get to the spot they're supposed to get to. They for days, they didn't eat. They didn't drink. I mean, some of them almost died. Well, maybe it's exaggerated, but you know, but the crews had to help them because they were helpless. They couldn't come up with order. They couldn't come up with structure. They couldn't come up with a plan. They all were fighting with each other, bickering with each other, all that. The men fell into line. They all had the structure. They went, they got food. Man, they were thriving. There was no hungry bellies with the men, but the women, oh my God, the crew had to save them. But because that proves to you at the end of the day what men are good at. See, the thing is, I'm not saying that women are not necessary. They are very necessary. We need women. We need them. You know what I'm saying? Particularly in a black community, we need our black women. We need y'all. Because together we're strong. Together we build. Together we create. We have different things that we do. But at the end of the day, one is not more important than the other when it comes to building a family and continuing our community. But see, women want to be men. And whatever you talk, propaganda, you know, corporate greed and influence media. I mean, you could say all that. But in general, we need each other. But black women act like they don't need us. went crying that they need us, but doing the things that they don't want to do. Like, we are supposed to cater to black women's needs all day, take care of them, give them money, flirt them out, all that stuff. But then when we say we ask for something, we should just be happy with whatever they want to give us. Like, I should give you bare minimum and you should be happy with that. But you need to give me everything. And then even when they get that, they're still not happy. How many good men out there did everything for a woman and still got cheated on with the bum dude? Like, literally, it'd be always the bum dude because he can fuck her right, or he got a bigger dick, or he just got a swag that she loves, but she wants to cheat on her husband. A man that's there, that's taking care, because she doesn't have the excitement anymore. Oh, the excitement's gone. I mean, most divorces end not because of cheating, in a sense, because a man's cheating, is because a woman's just not happy anymore. She wants to go find her. And why is it always woman, when she says she wants to find or explore things, is always about dick? It's never about, I want to go back to school, I want to go into a new career, you know, those type of things. I'm not saying it's right to get a divorce for, but, you know, I get it. You know, like, my husband, I'm not able to be me in my relationship. I want to go in a career he won't allow. Okay, cool. But it's always new dick. That's what it's about. When a woman says, I want to take a break just to figure us out, you know what it is? Dick. She's fucking another nigga. Like, literally, that's what it always is. I want to discover myself. Dick. I want to move on in my life. Dick. My wife, my husband's boring. Dick. I want more excitement in my house. Dick. Like, literally everything is dick, is another dude. It's never like, I want to really do me. I want to explore a new career. I want to go back to college. I want to go certification. I want to get my body right. No, it's always dick. I'm in the gym getting better to get more dick. I look good. I mean, literally, think about it. Dudes, have you ever, men, and I'm talking to my men, black men, have you ever been with a woman that taught or known a woman that talks all that shit about her man, and she's leaving her man, talking about she need to do her man ain't doing, and then the next thing you know, she's with a new nigga talking about, oh, I love him? It's always about penis. Cause see, the thing is the next piece is the exciting penis, and then when she gets tired of that, she goes to the next one, because that's what it's about. I've never seen a woman say, I'm doing good for myself, and then, like, literally go do good for herself without there being a man involved. Like, literally. Even the women's like, oh, I'm going to go look better, I'm going to go to the gym. Bitch, you should have been doing that shit when you were with your man. You was fat and ugly, but now you left him. It was his fault you was fat and ugly. Now you in the gym looking good, which is great. Congratulations. But instead of you, like, look, dick. Now she got this new confidence out there. Dick. And that's black women. Now, you can sit there and say, what about the white women, other cultures? I don't care about the other cultures because I'm not in the other cultures. What they do don't affect me. So I don't care. This is not called culture men's mental health. This is black men's mental health. And I stay unapologetic about that shit. At the end of the day, black women ain't shit when it comes down to it. Now, not all women, there are good women out there. I got one. I know a lot of men that got one. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all. I'm not saying, but there are exceptions to the rules. Sometimes we luck out as men, but most of the time you're not lucking out, because these women ain't shit out here. These black women, they are so narcissistic. They say we're the ones that self-centered narcissists, whatever that word that they want to use all day long. When they're the biggest ones out there. They lead with their career, their accolades, and I'm this and I'm that, but you can't choose a good baby daddy. I mean, they even want you to believe that, oh, body count shouldn't matter. Fuck yeah, it does. At the end of the day, if you done been with 85 men, what the fuck am I going to do? That's why these women can't stay with you, because at the end of the day, if you had all those men, how can this one guy, a good man, see, because a good man ain't been out there sexing like that. A good man don't have experience like that, because he's a good guy. Maybe he had a few relationships, but at the end of the day, You don't have he see, relationship sex is different than just hooking up sex. Relationship sex is something that is exciting, it's fun, but it's emotionally impactful, things like that. So if a man's been in 2-3 relationships with a woman long term, right? They ain't doing that next level sex shit. They doing regular sex. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, special occasions, 30 minutes, foreplay, good lovemaking. But if you've been with all these men that you was in relationship, you got that exciting to, you've been fucked. You've been just focused on the pleasure of sex, just the how he moves and how he's fucking you in the environment, all this exciting shit. And then you meet a regular guy, of course that shit's going to be boring. Yeah, body count does count. Niggas, if you with a woman that has so many niggas, she's not going to be able to commit to you. She's only committing to you because at the end of the day, she's sad about all the shit she's done, and you're the sucker to commit because all those other 85 men she been with ain't commit. Fuck it, let's cut it in half. 40 men. 40 men. You think she you the biggest dude, the best dude she ever had? Now, it's rare, maybe, but if you're a regular guy, if you ain't have experience, you fucked. You're going to be hitting it, and she's going to be sitting in the back of her mind thinking about that guy in New York or in California or in Miami that had like a 12-incher that was tearing her back up. But at the end of the day, he didn't want a relationship. It was just a fling. But now she with you, your average size, maybe like an 8-9, whatever, you know, maybe smaller than that. You know, average, I think, is like 6 inches, 5 inches, whatever. But you doing nothing because she been with Big John. She's been with a few Big Johns that done turned her every other way. Because men, we know, let's be real, when you banging a chick that's not your girl, that you don't have feelings for, you fucking the shit out of her. See, women want that. They want to get fucked like they're not in a relationship. But when a man loves you, that energy's different. He cares about you. But see, women don't want that. They want to get fucked. They want to get fucked. They want to get in a marriage and get fucked by their husband. They don't appreciate love making. They don't, no, you got to bang me because they've been banged so many times. That's what they used to. They're used to a nigga just slutting them out. So then we get with you. You're boring. You're not hitting her spots. I mean, if you have a 12-inch nigga that was hitting your freaking fallopian tubes, what are you going to do with your little 5-6 inches? So, yeah, man, at the end of the day, for our mental health, we got to realize the bullshit of black women. We do. We got to call them out. Just like they always call us out on our bullshit, we got to call them out on theirs. Now, am I saying there are no good black women out there? No. Are they saying that all black men are victims and they're all good and all? No. There are some fucked up men out there. Like there's some fucked up women out there. There's some good men out there, just like there's some good women out there. So at the end of the day, I'm not saying that. I'm saying by what I see in our media and what we're portraying as a culture. Black women are portraying the wrong thing to attract, and they're alienating what they're saying, they're complaining about. If you don't need men and you're independent, then why complain about it? You don't see black men complain about black women. But as soon as we do, see, look at you, man. Real men don't. How do you know what a real man is when you've never been with one? How do you know what a real man is when you never even raised a real man? Your son is emotionally damaged doing dumb shit. Like, let's be real. And you say, well, the men need to be better. Well, you need to pick better. They say statistically, women go for 20% of the men. Because the other 80s got something they don't like. He's not tall enough. He don't make enough money. His dick ain't big enough. He's not swag enough. All these things, you eliminate all these people. He's not tall enough because I need a 6-foot guy. For some reason, a 6-foot guy, even though averagely most guys are not 6 foot, but they want this 6-foot guy. 6 foot this, 6 foot that. They want all of that. They want all of this stuff. But then they don't become the women that attract that. They become the women they want to fuck, but not the woman they want to marry and make a good woman and marry. They don't want to do that. It's too much work. I'd rather be who I am and then complain that these men don't want me. Complain that these men are fucking up because they're not coming after me. I'm going to make them seem like the problem because I'm not the problem. I'm perfect. These men are the problem because I'm perfect. But see, the problem is that the women that are marriage materials, are taking up. I'm sorry, I'm gonna be real, and some people that may know me personally may think, but if you are single at a certain age, sweetie, it's your fault. It is your fault. See, most men take accountability. Niggas be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm not ready to get married and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like most men, you know, we're not out there in droves. Oh, these women ain't shit. No, it's like, hey, I want to do my thing. I want to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? But for a woman 40 plus of talking about I'm single, it's your fault. It is completely your fault. Because most of the men, they complain about in their past that they talk about, oh, the, you know, a lot of them are married. A lot of women's ex, these black women's exes are married with families. So whose fault was it? Was it you or was it them? Because at the end of the day, they're married. You not. Oh, it just happened. I guess they got better after you, right? Oh, the women are stupid. Oh, she's stupid for being with that nigga. But she got the nigga. You don't. You single. You waking up every day to your dog. Going to your job where you're a boss, loving your weave and your red bottom shoes and your Mercedes, talk about I have the life, but you by yourself, where that woman is with your ex living a great life, getting love and support every day from the man that you passed off for because he wasn't good enough for you, or he wasn't shit, or you left him because he fucked up and all that stuff. And you, all right, cool, but you got to live with it. Don't sit there and complain. Say, I'm happy. I'm proud to be single. This is my life. I love it. But no, they don't say that. They sit there and complain. Oh my God, these men out here ain't shit. Blah, blah, blah. But if you single by a certain age, you ain't shit. It's you. It's not them. It is you. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife got a lot of single friends out there. And I can see from a mile away, it's dumb. I can see why they're not married. From the conversations or not. It's not my wife even saying nothing to me. Just the interaction. Just see. I see why they're single. It's dumb. They're not good marriage. They're not good marriage people. They're not. Because these are the same women that no matter what will not work through. They have so much pride and so much standards that if something happens bad, they won't work through it. See, relationships are, you get, is a song, I think I've said it before, is a song, independent song, I forgot the lady's name. She is, the hook goes, we went to the good, to the bad, to the better, right? That's how relationships go. It starts good, it gets bad, but then it gets better because you get through the bad. You know, in your relationships, you got to get through the bad to get to the good, to the better, right? Most women don't want to get through the bad to get to the better. They quit when it gets bad, when things get bad, when things aren't working out, whether it's his fault or your fault, it doesn't matter. They leave, they're done. They're still, and that's the ever cycle. Oh, it's always great in the beginning. It's like Jennifer Lopez. It's so great in the beginning. I love, love, marry. Yay, yay. Gets bad. I'm done. Next. Love, love, love. Yay, yay. Bad. Next. No, you got to get through it. Me and my wife, we've been through bad times. We had doubts. We had times where we didn't know if this would all work. Maybe we should walk away, but we fought through it. And now we had the better times. I could better times. And that doesn't mean that there aren't bad times in the future and all that stuff. But see, that's the relationship. You have to get through that. Black women don't understand that. They want everything. If they don't have everything, something's not right because their friends are telling them. You got their single friends telling them what they should do in their relationship. Then they break up their relationship. They become the single friends. And then when their friends are in a relationship, they tell their friends, oh, girl, don't stand for that. I was in a relationship. I didn't. Then they break up. Then they, like, it's a cycle. It's this cycle. Because at the end, you know, I could say one thing. I love my wife. And one thing she says to me all the time is, because you always say, you know, you're with these single friends, but she's like, yo, I look at them and they talk about their problems. She says, I don't know about that because I don't got those problems. So I can't speak upon nothing. My wife ain't giving no advice to nobody about single life. Again, she don't give no, if she's like, I don't know nothing about that. She's like, I cannot argue. We've been in debates with people and my wife says, you know, women talk about relationships, break up. And my wife looks and says, I'm gonna be real. I can't speak upon that. She's like, I've been married with him for 23 years. So I don't know nothing about hardship, breakup. She's like, I can't speak upon that. She's like, that I can't. And she will literally say, like, I can't say it. She ain't giving no advice, no nothing. She's saying, and I've been there, so I'm not saying it because, oh, my wife. No, no. I've been there. She says, I can't speak upon none of that. She's like, girl, I don't know. She's like, I don't know how it is to be in a relationship. And she's like, now, if you talk about marriage and the ups and downs of marriage, and she's like, yeah, I can speak about that. She's like, but as far as, like, you know, all that past trauma of being with different men and being hurt and all, she's like, I can't speak about none of that. And it makes me proud because it shows me that I've been a good husband. I've shielded my wife from that cycle. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, I've been with my wife since she was 21. You know what I'm saying? She ain't have many relationships, and those weren't meaningful relationships. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, oh, I love them. And, you know, it was just like I dated, you know, for a little bit and cool. So I lucked out. I did. So I'm not even trying to say I lucked out. But a lot of these women have trauma, and they keep bringing that trauma. They bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I don't believe there's a solve, to be honest. I think that men, we need to stop. This is the thing we have to do as men, though. Stop giving these women babies. Like, stop it. Unless, like, the only woman, black woman, I want to see with a baby and that single is a woman that's been married and the marriage broke up. That's the only single mothers that I'm okay with, right? Because, you know, you did all that and whatever happens, whatever. But men, stop making these babies with these women and they're not married. Stop it. Stop it. Because see, the thing is this, I could tell black women all day long what they're doing wrong, but they're not going to listen. They're going to say, I'm misogynistic, I'm narcissist, I'm this, I'm that. They're not going to listen to it. Not at all, because that's where they're at right now. Playing the victim pays off. So I'm not going to say that. You know what I'm saying? But men, stop making these babies with these women. Stop it. If that's not your wife, and I get it. Trust me, I'm a man. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But even if you're in a relationship with her, no. Wait until that ring is there. Because, see, the thing is, a woman is not going to stop you from getting her pregnant. She's not. And, see, this is the thing, too. Women choose who they want to have babies with, because the thing is this. The abortion rate in the black community is freaking, it's high. I think black women have more abortions than any other race. Now, I could be wrong, but I think that's the stats. We have more abortions and we have more baby mamas than any other race. Think about those two statistics together. And that's a direct reflection on a woman. Like most women that are having abortions have babies already. Like, they already have kids. Like, think about that. Most baby mothers that have abortions in the black community already have kids. Like, to me, I don't even know how to put my finger on it, but that is absolutely horrendous. Like, but is their body their choice? Like literally, it's hilarious because you could choose to take away life, but you can't choose to give life. Meaning that you could choose to have an abortion to terminate the pregnancy, but you can't make the choice to have sex, that just to not have the sex or protect yourself from not getting pregnant. You have no choice, even though there's birth control, morning after pill, celibacy, shit. I mean, pull out method. I'm not saying that news. I'm just saying so many different ways of that having a baby, but that's not your choice. Your choice is when you get pregnant, when the evil man gets you pregnant. Now it's my choice whether I want to abort it or not. That's my choice. But before that, that's none of my choice. See, that's the mentality we're dealing with, man. See, and you know what you need to do to protect yourself? One, protect yourself. Make sure she don't get no babies. And two, stop having sex with these women without having intent of being with her. Meaning, like, don't be having ejaculating, shooting up the club in these women. No, don't do it. Like, the thing is, women will never hold themselves accountable for the baby mama epidemic. They will never do it. It's always our fault. So even talking to them now, they're going to be mad at me. So I got to talk to my black men out here and say, yo, stop making these baby mamas. Stop it. See, but the problem too is the 20% of the men that ain't shit that's doing it, they're not going to listen to me because they ain't shit. And those are the men that the women want. Those are the men that the women want. They don't want the good dudes out there. The good dudes making 40, 50,000 a year, college educated, or, you know what I'm saying, got a good career. They don't want that. They want the bum nigga. They want the guy out there that ain't shit. And he's not going to listen to my message. He ain't going to read my book. He ain't going to hold himself accountable. He's going to bust nuts in all these women, have all these baby, all these kids. And you know what? That's what the women want. So see, it's like me even doing this is pointless because the women ain't going to listen to me because they like being victims, right? The guys that should be listening are not going to listen because they bums anyway. So I'm speaking to the good guys that probably not even in that position. So maybe I'm just trying to tell you not to, but the women don't want you anyway. So you're not going to be a baby daddy because they don't want you anyway. And if you're a good guy, most likely you're going to probably find another woman and marry her, have a kid in a marriage. So really, in essence, is my message even getting anywhere? You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, them 20% of niggas ain't going to listen to me. They're like, nigga, I'm doing me. I'm getting this pussy. I don't give a fuck if she get pregnant. It is what it is. And these women out there, boss bitches, all this shit, they going to go after those 20% of those niggas. They're not going to go, you know what? I heard your podcast, Cass. So, you know, I'm going to go after the nice guy. I'm not going to have sex. I'm going to make sure I don't have a child out of wedlock. I'm going to make sure that I don't have an abortion or I don't get myself in that position. They're not going to say none of that because you know why? That's their reality because there's no accountability. So why am I doing this podcast? Maybe one or two people I'll save, hopefully. Who knows? All right, guys, let me stop because I'm going to start ranting and stuff like that. I appreciate you listening to me, always supporting me. Check out my website, CasanovaWilliams.com. Check out my other two podcasts. I'm telling you, they're coming, Achieving Success, because I want everybody to be successful in everything podcasting. I want people to get into this podcast game. All right. Go download the Culture Radio app. We are going to launch, I believe, in August. We're going to launch our flagship radio station called Culture Live, or Culture Spot. I think we're working on the name, but it's going to be our flagship station where we're going to have DJs, VJs, countdowns, shows. It's going to be our flagship station called the Culture Spot or the Culture Live. Either one, we're just working on the name, but it's going to be Culture something, and it's going to be our flagship, which we will be launching, I believe in August, latest August. Maybe we'll do July, who knows, but we're going to be launching soon. So download the app. We got about 20 stations on there right now that you can listen to, all different genres of music, brands, all that stuff. We have our new station, DJ M Square, you know him, Red Bull champion, Massive The Mix champion, world recognized DJ, travel across the world, DJing for celebrities. Oprah was Kelly Rose's official DJ. He has his own station on there. Our brand, couple of critics, we have our own station where it plays nothing but movie soundtracks, songs, which is great. Then we have our other, you know, if you on vacation, if you whatever, we got our Ivon Radio, where it's connected with our Ivon properties that we're spreading, our lifestyle brand, where our hotel line that we're developing, and our skincare line. So we have our own radio station on there too as well. So if you're traveling and you just want music, that's going to be that travel music, that cruise music, check out that station. We have a whole bunch of stations. We have the R&B station, the hip-hop station, the country station. We have all these different stations. Definitely check out. And then also our other one, Michael versus Prince. Always excited about that. If you a Michael Jackson fan or Prince fan, you know, RIP to both of them. But if you a fan of them, check them out. Check out that radio station. I mean, we got songs from like back in the day. We got live songs from them. It's a phenomenal station. Sometimes I just rock to it for hours. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, Michael and Prince had some legendary music that can't be duplicated today. So check it out. Check, like I said, we have a meditation station. We have a whole bunch of different stations on there. So, you know, we have our own network that we're developing. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, check it out. The Culture Radio Network. You can download on Google or the iTunes or the iTunes Store. All right. All right, guys. Until next time.